Maku Maku, everyone. It's a great day to be alive. And I am Arogo Oboyo on to Hat Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk, news, and sports station. What a weekend. What a weekend. And as we, I don't even know how I'm going to run this show today, but one thing I know is that we are always going to be the best in what we want to do. We'll try our possible best to make sure that the situation and circumstances that constantly hit us in this nation, someone says like a wrecking ball, we overcome and come out stronger, because we know that good will always overcome evil. That's our assurance, and that's what we are setting you off on Hat Fact today. So we begin with the big weekend. From now all the way to four, we'll have conversations, you and I, on the stories that shaped the weekend. And then we will, at four, Chukwudi comes in for Checkpoint. And at five, we have a big conversation. Yesterday was World Environment Day. And so we will have Despa Majek Odumi will come in, and we'll talk about big talking points about the environment. As we speak, there is a conference going on, a climate change conference going on in Bonn, in Germany, and they are going to be asking questions whether the commitment that had been made last year, why they have not yet been met. And we'll talk about those things that we can do together as we mark the World Environment Day, which was observed yesterday. And then you'd have news at top of the hour. There's business news at four. There's the headline news at five. And you've got the main news at six. Remember, you can always talk with us at Nigeria Info FM on Facebook, as well as on YouTube, and as well as on Twitter. And then you can send us messages on WhatsApp at Nigeria Info FM. Send us messages on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. A lot of things we're going to talk about here, and it's very fluid. So we'll try as much as possible, which is the theme of this show, to talk with facts. So let's begin with the big weekend. The incident in Owo, in Ondo State, is what has caught our attention, and it will catch our attention until many of the questions we have resolved. At the top of the hour, I was hoping we could speak with a spokesperson of the Ondo State Police Command, but she will join us at the top of the hour. So a number of questions we'll pose during this segment. We will have them asked Ronke Odunlami at 4 p.m. So we'll speak with her then. But we have tried to do a timeline to understand what has happened in Owo. Interestingly, when I schooled in Ondo State, I did frequent Owo a lot. I used to go to the Polytechnic. And then because I did urban and regional planning, we had the master plan updating to do now and again, so did interact a lot with the community. So quite a sleepy town. I worked with master plan dating back to 1920s, and realized that much of the town hasn't changed. Same neighborhood, the same footpath, the same courtyard roofing design you probably would have seen in the 20s is what you probably still saw there. But if you had mentioned the three biggest towns in Ondo State, you'd have the capital, Akure, and debatably, Ondo town is even more livelier and sociable than Akure, and Owo comes in third place with the medical center, education institutions, a beautiful town. And to have that city walking up in this sort of shock, tragic, really drives a spear through my heart. So terrorists they were who stormed the St. Francis Catholic Church. We don't have exact numbers yet. We've got varying numbers. But by 4 p.m., I've spoken again with the spokesperson before I came in here, who's on her way, so it's quite noisy where she is. We'll have an updated figure on those who lost their lives and those who were WHO and hospitals all across the state. We have also no information on those who are responsible, but we've had a lot of reactions from state actors. The governors reacted, the Christian Association of Nigeria, all of them condemning the president. Earlier today, the vice president, Professor Yemi Osinbajo, was also there. My concern with all of the visit to the crime scene is I thought, which is a question we're going to ask the spokesperson from the Ondo State Police Command, why the crime scene has not been cordoned. I thought that you should have a crime scene cordoned when you have the magnitude of carnage which we saw yesterday, because if the investigators, like we found out this morning, have already been to the site scene. We also know that an anti-bomb disposal unit was sent in between yesterday and today, because they feared that they probably had unexploded devices still there, but they've gone through the area and did not find any more explosive devices. We also know there's been a call for medical supplies to be made to them, and I'll get there's also an emergency number which they provided, so anyone who's got any TPO information, I'll reel out that number for you also to shortly, so that you can contact them, and then we'll get some update at the top of the hour. But in case just to refresh your memory, here's an eyewitness account, and I'll come back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Got an insect through my windpipe, huh? I wonder what it's looking for. So, let's listen to this eyewitness and then I'll come back and get your thoughts. I mean, this has been a very traumatic experience, and I've always learned that it's often good to talk these things, you know. Let's share our grief, mourn with those who are mourning, and ask the important questions and find how we can protect our spaces. So here's an eyewitness from Owo who saw the incident play out.
The father was celebrating, then this Boko Haram come inside the church, blowing them, shooting aside. Then members of the church are running away, some close by the church, some close by, they start shooting some people from leg. You get one woman back from face, others sitting in the leg, shooting. So and our father now escaped, going inside the house, before the church has come, they don't escape. When I go back, I see more than 25 people were carried to the hospital. Then these people were dying.
Oh, welcome back. And there you have an eyewitness. And so it's like a jigsaw puzzle, which investigators are going to try to find out how the attackers moved. They reported the vehicle was snatched, and then the owner of the vehicle went and then made a report to the police about his vehicle being snatched. That vehicle apparently was used to move the attackers to the crime scene. How they got out of the crime scene also too is a question they're going to also have to provide answers to. They're also going to have to provide answers, seeking answers rather, to were they in the church premises or did they come from outside? All of these questions the investigators will have to provide us with. And in attacks of this nature, it's obviously a terror incident, they're probably going to be asking questions about how long were they in the vicinity of the crime? Did they pay visits there earlier on? Was there a motive for this attack? And unfortunately, like we know, we've been in this from 2009 till date. The terror groups who have struck the heart of our our institutions have never, ever provided a motive. They just carried out this dastardly act and pure evil. So the question of motive oftentimes is all the families are asking for, from what I've gleaned from discussions we've had with people in Owo, has been they want justice. The police will talk about how they're providing security now in the neighborhood, but there's still fear about what happened yesterday. People, we understand, afraid to step out of their homes, and it's understandable because the shock, never saw this coming, and this is what they're going to have to deal with. And so those questions, the sooner they're answered, the better. But again, we do urge caution, patience, to get to the bottom of this one. While we deal with other issues as security and safety, especially in soft targets, which is exactly what this is. So, the number to call, get your reactions to the horrific incident before we move on to the politics story about the APC, where we've got our crew waiting in for the convention tomorrow. So you have a crew out there already, and they're going to be giving us information on what is happening. We speak with our crew. We're going through the media accreditation, and they'll tell us some more about the drama that played over the weekend, especially with the All Progressives Congress decision on how it will have its presidential primaries play out. So the number to call again, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. Then the female-only line is 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. So let's see who is first to the line. On WhatsApp again, 0809-597-5805. If you're ready, I'm ready. So we'll go to the phone lines now. Let's see who we have first. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
All right, great to have you join us. But kindly turn off the device you're listening with so that we don't get...
This is Ronke from Ikorodu.
Ronke from Ikorodu, good.
Yes, I just want to find out, where is Sandra? I've not been hearing her on show.
Yeah, she's
on vacation.
Yeah, she's on vacation. She'll be resuming next week, so you'd hear her.
Okay,
then.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Ruth.
Yeah, concerning what happened yesterday.
Right.
Honestly, I feel saddened. I'm short of words. All I just want to say is that God will grant the souls of all the departed and grant the family the fortitude to bear all the losses. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Ronke. And we do sympathize greatly with those, with the entire country. Everyone has been affected by this. So, well, also, I just remembered, you know, I was discussing with a security expert, a former assistant director to the Department of State Services. You know, they put out the DSS had put out a notice last month about possible terror attacks on recreational spaces, on religious centers, marketplaces. And I remember very well, you know, people that asked the question, so when we get this sort of information, what happens next? And to imagine that a month after we have this happen makes us wonder what we do with intelligence when we have it, and what we as citizens should be doing also too. Let's go to Malik. Malik is a papa. Hello, Malik. Great to have you join us.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Malik.
We've been asking the question, what is the function of the NIA?
Right.
And the NSC? What have they been doing that every time on the news, you just, some people came and killed and wiped out villages, no one is being caught. No one is being caught.
Right.
Then where is the trust coming from now from the masses to believe the president that some people in the government are not involved? I don't know if you understand. The NSA is there.
Right.
They still the attack upon attack. The NIA is there. They attack upon attack. Yet that's in their office for 7 years. Is it fair? When blood of human beings are like nothing in Niger eye, that is why you can see that some people are blocking roads in Lagos, government road. Nobody has the state to say anything. You see one way, there is no law, there is no order in Nigeria. Yet, the president and his security advisors are there. Tell me now, how do you expect, within that happen now, can the police act?
Right.
When the one at the top does not care, why the one at the bottom, oh, they do not care?
Right, Malik.
It's just a shame that we find ourselves in this mess that we're doing in this country.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Malik. And exactly. I mean, this is a burning question, so you're going to have to ask the police because it's the responsibility to protect us. So in the wake of this, I remember in the wake of the St. Teresa bombing in Madala, this was in 2011, you had churches all across, the Christmas Day bombing, you had churches all across the country put up security and then also a mosque put up barricades and put up those things to prevent the bad guys from getting access to the places of worship. But it appears all of that has been relaxed in the years after. Are we going to go back to that sort of way? Do you feel safe attending religious places of worship in the aftermath of what happened yesterday? These are questions I believe as citizens and residents in areas we are going to have to respond to. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling.
This is Uche from Satellite.
All right, Uche, please go ahead.
In fact, it's really a sad day. And in fact, I don't even know. I am dumbfounded. I've not been myself since yesterday. I don't know where we are going in this country. Our security is so porous. The government doesn't even care. All they are after is convention. What are we going to party after?
Right.
Who is going to win? And the rest of them.
Let me ask you a question, Uche. I believe you do attend a religious event also too.
Yes, I'm a Catholic.
Great. So are you concerned now if you're going to go for mass? Let's say next Sunday. You're probably expecting. Yeah, but would you want to see something different in the security architecture?
Yes.
Give us an example.
I want something different in the security.
What would you be recommending to your parish, for example?
Yes, in our churches, in my own parish, we have cards issued to us by the parish. I would like the parish priest to enforce it that if you are coming into the church, you must present that card as a parishioner. Otherwise, stay outside so that we know who is who. That is one step that we will use and know who is a parishioner. So that we avoid all this.
All right. Makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much. And for your...
You're welcome, my brother. Thank you
very much, Uche. I'll take this last call before we go on the break. I see we have Kelvin. Kelvin, please go ahead.
Yeah,
good to have you join us, Kelvin.
I am shocked that the place has not been cordoned.
Yeah, I'm shocked also too, you know.
This is what we see all over the world. Once there's a crime scene, the place is cordoned. What I don't know, I'm shocked about that. But having said that, it was not a nice weekend for any well-meaning Nigerian that has blood flowing in his veins. A very sad day. Sad event. The scenes are gory. I saw pictures, I saw blood of innocent Nigerians, harmless and, well-meaning Nigerians that went to worship. And at the end of the day, these terrorists attacked them. This madness must stop, whether we like it or not. It must be put to a stop. It
has to stop.
And the DSS normally issues security, warnings.
Right.
I think we should be taking those security that the issue apps once in a while, we should take it serious.
Very true.
This once in a while, they bring it up because the DSS is a very credible organization, whether we like it or not. Those security things, the issue once in a while, we must be taking it seriously so that we can at least avoid what happens. It's a sad one. My heart bleeds, and every woman in Nigeria, I know their heart should be bleeding by now. We should not bring any ethnic coloration to it, any religious coloration to it. People have been attacked all over this country, in the north, in the east, in the west, everywhere. What we need to do is to make sure that the government starts and do its responsibilities. And what has responsibility? Section 14B says it. The security of life.
Right. I'm so sorry, Kelvin. We have to go on this break, and we'll come back and take some more reaction. So 99.3 Nigeria Info. Please don't go anywhere.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and just to reiterate what Kevin was saying, this cannot be allowed to continue. Evil cannot disrupt our way of life and cannot take away the good in us. Our hearts indeed with everyone as we mourn those who lost their lives in the St. Francis Church in Owo in Ondo State. So I was talking about an emergency number. And for those who have, if you have any tip, we don't know what intelligence is until we suddenly realize that this perhaps will provide some insight. So the Ondo State Police Command says the number 0703-431-3903. 0703-431-3903. So they need all the help you can provide them with. If you have any, if you know anyone who has any tip or anything, let them have this number again, 0703-431-3903. I'll get to WhatsApp shortly, get back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. But I'll quickly delve into the next story, which is with the All Progressives Congress, which was what our crew is also following today. So quickly get over that one. I don't know whether Abayomi Afolabi is able to connect with us. He is good. Abayomi is ready to join us now. He's been very busy. There's a accreditation for journalists there, and we are going to be monitoring the events play out at the Eagle Square between today and tomorrow when the ruling party has its standard bearer. So Abayomi Afolabi joins us now. Hello, hello, Abayomi. Great to have you join us.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good, good. Abayomi is with Nigeria Info in Abuja, and the crew there are covering the All Progressives Congress convention at the Eagle Square. So I know it's very busy for you. We understand you had to go through the media accreditation, and then ahead of today and tomorrow's presidential primary.
Yeah. Stop. What's your question, please?
So, Abayomi,
it's
great.
It's actually noisy, yeah.
I can imagine how noisy it will be. But give us an idea of what is happening. State of affairs at the Eagle Square.
Yeah, I was at the Eagle Square earlier today and same thing yesterday night. And all seems set for the national convention. And going by the program of events we saw, the convention proper will start tomorrow, and hopefully by midnight tomorrow or Wednesday morning, the whole thing should have been over. So the convention is actually for tomorrow, but they just slated it for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but it will actually start proper tomorrow. And the Eagle Square, everything is set now. And there is already, you know, diversion of traffic away from around Eagle Square, which is actually causing, you know, serious traffic gridlock around that area. But the venue is set. As at the time we spoke with the chairman of the venue, talking about the governor of Zamfara State, Bello Matawalle, everything is set at the Eagle Square now.
Right. Interestingly, the APC somehow has been able to get its act together the last minute. With all of the drama that happened over the weekend, whether aspirants were screened or not screened, the president meeting the aspirant, all 23 of them, together with those who were allegedly screened out of the contest. So many things have happened, but it looks like they finally will have an event tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, going by that disqualification of numbers of aspirants for the screening committee, theirs is to make a recommendation to the NWC of the party.
Mm.
And with what we had when the Oyegun-led committee was submitting the report to the chairman of the national chairman of the party, they actually said 10 aspirants were recommended for disqualification, according to him, based on age and some other factors. But later on, the national chairman said no one was disqualified. When he briefed us on Saturday, he said no one was disqualified. And of course, on Saturday night, all the aspirants, the 23 of them, met at a dinner with the president at the presidential villa. So as it is now, nobody is disqualified yet.
All right. It's a soap opera with plenty of twists and turns. And I can imagine for the neutrals, they can watch and take popcorn and soda. But keep your fingers crossed. And have you had anybody withdrawing, or does it look like you're going to have everyone show up tomorrow at the Eagle Square for a contest?
Yeah, there are reports of unconfirmed, Cross River State Governor Ben Ayade withdrawing. Today we heard of Governor Badaru withdrawing, and we again, about three of them. But to come to think of what is on ground now, the people that we are sure are really in the contest, the South, because the president actually told them that they should try and microzone it to the South, and that the Southern, as in the aspirant from the zone, as in the South zone, should meet and reach a consensus. Because according to the president, he actually would not want any form of, you know, election. He wanted them to have concluded on a consensus that, okay, they are just coming for affirmation during the process.
Right.
But the Kogi State Governor, Yaya Bello, said he's still in the contest.
Okay.
As well as the president of the Senate, Ahmed Lawa.
Right. All right. We're going to let Abayomi go. He's got a long day to go, as well as the coverage of the APC's presidential primary and convention at the Eagle Square in Abuja. I'll be touching bases with you, Abayomi, throughout the contest tomorrow. Thank you very much. And do keep safe.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And so that's our second discussion, which Abayomi is giving us update on the APC's primary. I don't know what you think about it, but like I said, it's a great viewing for the neutrals, but a lot of questions about just how the ruling party has been able to get its act together or not together in this 23-man race where you don't know whether the screening committee actually had a screening or a meet and greet with the aspirant. And then we still have the first story to deal with. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And there's 01465-7190. Good afternoon. Security is everyone's business. Nigerians need to wake up to cooperate with the security agencies. We shouldn't leave everything to the government alone. Haruna from Gowon Estate in Egbeda. Good afternoon. Dayo from Fagba writes, the federal and state government in Nigeria has failed as usual. Link this insecurity to end SAS, Deborah's killing, Methodist primates adoption, train bombing, etc. As for the police, they prefer to protect big boys than the people. It's after an incident happened, that's when they show up. High service. It's not good time for Nigeria. Comrade Akpan Silas writes, the federal government owes Nigerians responsibility to trail criminals that murdered Nigerians sleep in Owo carnage. Why is the crime scene not cordoned off? Churches and mosques and other worship centers should embrace modern security assistance via technology and human form. My condolences to the deceased. We shall overcome. And I agree, yes, we shall overcome. The soft targets, the churches must deploy technology. They must put out the CCTV. I understand no CCTV in that place. They must have modern technology and work with what is on ground. But quickly, the lines are buzzing. So let's get reaction to the stories for the big weekend. All right, let's see. Hello and good afternoon. Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Okay, this is Joy. I'm actually calling from my office.
All right, Joy, go ahead.
What I just want to say is this. Let's stop saying that don't give it ethnic coloration, don't give it religious coloration. Anyway, we can deceive ourselves for how long we like in the South here. Those who are in the North that have been having these issues have happened to them almost every time they understand what's going on. They've been calling on shows and giving accounts of what is actually going on. The government, I don't know what they're doing. For me, they're not doing anything. I was going to call yesterday incident soft targets because they will say it's soft targets. They've been disseminated, they've been done this, they've done that. So what are we going to call this? It is gradually coming to our faces. Let's just keep, don't say it the way it is, that these people are actually out to actually do one or two things. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Joy. Of course, why they say it's soft targets? Because it's vulnerable. So a hospital or a church or market, a mosque. These are places that usually you're going to a church, you're going to a religious place of worship to pray to your God. So it's why it's called a soft target and really sad. Let's speak with Etim. Etim is in Satellite Town. Hello, Etim. Hello, Etim.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what happened in Owo is very, very sad. Very, very sympathetic. My condolence go to the families and the souls of our fellow compatriots in perfect peace. I knew this quite long ago. I told a friend of mine from Yoruba that incident like this is going to happen, infiltration of even the traditional ruler, the cultural group, and the politician in the Southwest. Because the Southwest stands a greater chance of producing the next president. So incident like this will happen. Then those governors that he headed or championed anti-Ruga, anti-grazing law, water bill, Zeyamotokun, and power must come to the South. I know that this, some of these governors, even the VAT, the one from River State, some of them, if time is not, everybody was stoned, Jonathan was stoned. If not, some of them, if time is not taken, some of them will be stoned in the North. Because this kind of a thing, when we don't make utterances, when you are looking for power, you are looking for something as a servant.
Right.
You don't fight your ogre until you grab that thing from your ogre, and that is when you have the opportunity, the right to fight your ogre.
Right.
So, Nigeria, sadly, Nigeria should learn how to play politics. And to this kind of a thing, it cannot happen in Luget. Even go, the former the henchman crisis in Cross, you can't find it, maybe anyone. But what can only find is intra and intercommunal crisis in Cross River State. Because they know us, they know what we can do. They can do. If you come, maybe you don't bring cheap meat, cheap pomo for the people to chop. Anywhere you go, we follow you suit. You can't do nonsense in Cross River State.
All right. Thank you very much, Silas. But just like several of the callers have pointed out, if you've ever been to Owo, it's the last place you probably would ever imagined this has happened. And that's what terrorists do. They look for these sort of places to attack. So vigilance is everyone's responsibility, whether you're in Ugep or you're in Ugeli or any of the places where you think that cannot be susceptible to a terror attack. It means that you're living in another world. You have to really, really think about it. And there's never any motive. So thinking that is because of Ruga, all of the attacks, terror attacks have happened in this country. Unfortunately, there's never been any motive to justify any of those attacks. So take your mind away from that. I know it's still early days in the investigations, but like several callers have said, take away the ethnicity from this discussion. Take away the religion from the discussion. Then you will see the naked truth that we are dealing with evil in its worst form. Right? Evil in its worst form, and must be confronted with as many solutions as possible, with the technology, with intelligence, with everything that you can deal with it. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in the hole which we found ourselves in since 2009. So let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Ahoa.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling
good afternoon.
From.
Yeah. I want to speak on the first issue about insecurity in our land.
Please go ahead.
I think the suggestion, I'm not going to be beating around the bush. The suggestion where I want to give out is this.
Mm.
Can our state, like as before, in East, they bring ECN security, that those ones are eager and they volunteer themselves to secure their land, but they group them in another form of terror as a terrorist. Then come in Yoruba land, they brought out Amateku, and which make the security, the everywhere was very calm by the time they were existing. And the, another thing that hijacked it, and government take it in another way. I think we have to go back to bring these people back and recruit more people, equip them, because I know youth, our youth are eager to secure our land.
All right, Joy. Thank you very much.
I think you're with me.
I'm with you.
I think this suggestion I brought will not bring, maybe people will be speaking against it or bring it in another way. This is what I thought.
Yeah,
because what I saw yesterday, even till now, I'm having the trauma, because I don't know the next place it will happen again.
Right.
Then they can enter the church.
Yeah.
And if they are targeting all the places that there is massive.
Right, right. Thank you very much. You make a great point there, and that's the point we're making here. Everyone must find his or her role. Community policing is very important. So all of the information, whether it's Amotekun or the civilian JTF, provides intelligence for the security operatives to work with. I mean, if those guys had wrecked the place, someone must have seen them, would have realized these are strangers. What are they doing around this neighborhood? How did they get into the church? You know, many of these questions with intelligence, local intelligence, most likely it would have been, it could have been stopped. People ask the questions. When we get the alert a month ago, if you're going to go into a recreational place, you're going to go to a religious place of worship, what are we supposed to do with it? At 4 o'clock, we're going to ask the spokesperson of Ondo State Police Command, what is the cooperation between the police and the military? You know, how do they share intelligence when they get this sort of information? And then how does it trickle back to the people in what they're supposed to do? What are we supposed to do when we hear we have a security alert? These are the places that could be targeted. We who reside in these places, what are we supposed to do? So those are the sort of roles we expect, and questions and answers we want responses to also to. Sorry about that. Please do call back. Hello and good afternoon. Suddenly all the lines are going buzz. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Olumiyiwa, calling from Aja.
All right, Olumiyiwa, go ahead, please.
Well, I don't want to say what many have been saying, but we know that there's nobody in this country presently that don't know what is going on. And I just want to conclude that when what is pushing our neighbor is pushing us, all of us will stand up and defend ourselves. We can call government, but we know the purpose of government. And when government refuses to do what is right, when what is pushing our neighbors, maybe we are watching it on TV, on our phone. Ah, since yesterday, I am weak, I am sober, I can't eat. When what cannot make us eat is now in our eyes, will we stand up and defend ourselves? Good afternoon.
All right, thank you, Olumiyiwa. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Mazu. They're calling you from Edu.
Mazi Udo, you say?
Ude.
Mazi Ude. All right, go ahead, please.
You see, my suggestion, you see, everyone is looking for a solution. I want a situation where if President Muhammadu Buhari can create three-star government in Nigeria, northern government and southern government and central government, so that things will be in order and they can be able to handle themselves better. Because what is happening is both the corner killing in the wrong way of life. Some people doesn't like the life of southern, or some doesn't like northern. But whatever you go in Nigeria, you become a Nigeria. You understand? But all these things is getting too much, getting out of hand. But I know it has time and it must stop.
All right.
It must stop.
Right, must stop. But the creation of North and South, Mazi Ude is asking for restructuring. That can only happen through legislature. Not doesn't lie in the powers of the executive. Ogundari Oluwaseyi says, what happened in the church? It says it's his hometown. It's barbaric. I'm using the media to call on the Southwest leaders to bring Sunday Bowl to champion Amotekun. Let's get some more comments on WhatsApp. Oluwaseun Oni says, vigilance cannot be everybody's responsibility when the aggressor is possessing superior firearms than you. Vigilance can only be the price for eternal freedom for all when citizens have firearms to defend themselves against aggression. Well, look at the United States. It's a testimony of how you can have proliferation of arms, yet yesterday there was a mass shooting, the day before a mass shooting. So it doesn't solve. What we're saying is intelligence. Keep your eyes around. Ask questions. Who is that guy who's walked into your neighborhood? What's he asking the question for? Why does he want to know? You know, own your space is what we're asking for, Oluwaseun. Own your space. That intelligence which you think it doesn't mean anything. I've called out a number now. You got the Lagos State emergency number, for example. How many of you know that number? It's 112776. If you see something, you call them and tell them that this is a matter of life and death. I saw something happening. That shows that you're responsible. It shows that responsible not being immature. Responsible that you know the actions that should be taken when you see something that is wrong. You don't just look aside and walk away and say, it's government's business. It's no man's business. No, it's your business when you see something strange happening around the neighborhood. You see a group of people. They just came. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have nowhere to stay. The first one comes to the street and puts a mat and sleeps there. Second, third, fourth, fifth. You're not concerned because it's not in your house. You know, that's what we need people to get more responsible for. And report. Report them to the state authority. That's why they were elected in the first instance. If you're not comfortable with them. Let the government do the needful, implement capital punishment to those that kill. This will simply stop the madness in Nigeria. Take chance a case study how they prosecute terrorist churches can put security measures by putting cameras in place and in the community areas. Those of you who are really concerned, including me, about the cordon, I will ask the spokesperson. I will ask the spokesperson for the Ondo State Command why that place wasn't cordoned off. Let's take two more calls. Get one minute each person. We'll probably be able to get in. Hello and good afternoon. Kindly turn off the device you're listening with.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, but it's very noisy where you are.
Good afternoon.
Better now. What's your name, please, and where you calling from?
Okay, I'm Mike. I'm calling you from Lekki.
All right, Mike, go ahead, please.
Okay, you see, I agree, security is the responsibility of everybody, vigilance. But at times, I think one of the things that deter people is that the security people that are supposed to receive this information, either they are lackadaisical, they are not, you know, proactive. At times, even the one who expose you giving them reports. I give you an example. I live in a place. Today, I was called that somebody was chasing some angry youth. He was chasing somebody. He dropped the estate gate. They saw it, and they allowed the guy to run inside and lock the gate against the mob running after him. And in that estate, there is repose that are being employed and paid for with approvals. And you know, when the security team were being overpowered by the mob, they were calling mopos and they never responded until the person went inside, beat up the guy with the mother, stripped the mother naked, and was almost began to use bottles until the residents themselves had to come up to save the situation.
So the policemen, did not respond.
Respond until they finish and the residents have taken action before they started coming.
So you do one more thing. You report this policeman to the command also too, so they can take action against them. I think that's the next step you should also take too. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, so at times the problem is that when the citizens get this intelligence and they give it out, either the response is not there or nothing is done. Mm. At times, they don't know. You don't know how these evil people get reports that they are the one giving gave this report. Yeah. So the citizens are also afraid.
Right. We're going to work on that. We're going to go on a quick break. Chukwudi will come in for checkpoint, and we should talk about all of this together with that interview with the spokesperson for the Ondo State Command. Stay with us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.